Everything you need
for a brand new day.
Cliffo and Kate for breakfast.
Today on the Cliffo and Kate podcast, we meet the Townsville Eating Challenge hero. Kate, I'm talking 2 foot hot dogs, talking 2 kilo burgers, I'm talking 7 kilo cakes.
We're talking lots of food this morning for good reason. We're talking fish and chips as well. We wanted to know where North Queensland's best fish and chips is. We had lots of people weighing on this.
Yeah, it's all for Good Friday. Very food heavy pod.
Very food
coming
heavy.
Up. Grab your knife and fork and enjoy.
Live from Sir Optimist Park, it's Cliffo and Kate for the Triple M Easter Egg Hunt. Thanks to Reef Recycling, Titanium Place. Drive in, cash out.
Triple M.
Yeah, the Easter Egg Hunt was due to happen tomorrow, Cliffo, but if you look outside your windows or outside your car windows, it's looking a little bit wet at the moment. So we've got a little bit of bad news. Well, good news and bad news. We've had to cancel the Easter Egg Hunt, unfortunately, but good news is there's still going to be Easter eggs.
Yeah. So word on the street is, I haven't been down there, but word on the street is Sir Optimus Park was a bit of a bog.
Very soggy.
And the only brown stuff we want over children's faces is chocolate.
This is true.
Not mud.
Yeah.
So yesterday, the tough decision was made here at Triple M to cancel the Easter Egg Hunt event, I guess you would say. And on a personal note, totally spewing because Pricey did this thing for years. It's always been the Thursday before Good Friday.
Yeah.
I'd be sitting a few studios down on the other radio station, you know, watching his excitement and see him hop out of here and go to this event. So I was really looking forward to you and I being there, Kate.
So was I.
But we had to cancel the event, but that also means we've now got a whole mountain of chocolate that we've got to give away, otherwise it's going straight to my place.
Absolutely. We're not going to sit here in the blue block and eat it all. So the good news is that Ange, our Triple M roadie, is going to be hitting the road tomorrow morning. She's at 4 locations. So at 6:20 tomorrow morning, you can catch her at Woolies at North Shore. At 7 a.m., you can catch her and her eggs at Neil Stewart Park. 7:40, then she's heading across to Murray Sporting Complex. And at 8:20 a.m., she's going to be at the Civic Theatre car park. All of those times and locations will be up on our social pages as well. So, look, no Easter egg hunt, but plenty of chocolate eggs tomorrow still.
Well, you can hunt Ange down.
You can.
You can hunt Ange
down
tomorrow.
She loves being hunted down.
So because there's so many, you know, usually we just cross to her twice a day. So, like you said there, Kate, 4 locations. So we'll cross to her right throughout the morning. She'll be in the Triple M roadie with just a mountain of chocolate. Is it all going to fit?
She's going to be the most popular lady in Townsville tomorrow morning.
It's going to have to be in the boot, on the back seat.
It will.
Maybe
it will.
Need to get some roof
There's
racks.
There's boxes and boxes of it as well.
So again, Woolies North Shore after 6:20 tomorrow, 7 a.m. Neil Stewart Park, 7:40 Murray Sporting Complex, 8:20 the Civic Theatre car park. And we'll chuck all those locations on the Triple M social, so on Facey and Instagram. We're not doing the hunt in its traditional format, but end result, you still get chocolate.
Absolutely.
So
it's a win.
Everyone's a winner. Thanks to Reef Recycling, Titanium Place. Drive in, cash out at Reef Recycling.
A burger as much as the next person, but not as much as this guy. Jimmy Judge has turned his hand to professional eating and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Jimmy Judge. Great name, by the way.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's really nice to be here.
Jimmy, you're Townsville local. Is there much of a food challenge like eating huge steaks or whatever kind of scene in North Queensland?
Not particularly. I think OBJ Sports Bar, so just in the city, they do a couple. But as far as like other challenges, not really. It's more down south.
Okay.
Have you done so? The OBJ's challenge that you did, talk us through what that was. Also, if you finished it, and maybe some other sort of memorable challenges that you've done.
So the OBJ's was the first one. I've only been doing this about 10 months.
Okay.
So it was the first ever one I did was a kilo of steak and a kilo of sides at the OBJ's, and I didn't actually finish. Because I had no idea like how to prep for it because I didn't realize there was any form of preparation for it. I thought you just went and you ate, how hard could it be sort of thing. And then I later discovered that if you do want to do it, especially a little bit easier, like there is some stuff you can do to make it easier. So I didn't get that one done, but I was like, I feel like I could probably learn how to do this because I come close. And even the guy was like, oh, well, most people don't even normally get that close. So I was like, oh, this is something I could probably pursue for a bit of fun. And yeah.
Tell us about the 2 kilo hamburger.
So I've been looking for like other stuff to do around the place. So one of my mates lives down in Byron Bay. So yeah, we decided we'd sort of meet in Gold Coast and just have like a bit of a boys weekend of just relaxing. Mm. We were like, look, we're both super busy, so we'll just chill out. But then on Instagram, I saw they've got like a 2 kilo burger challenge. And if you finish the burger, it's free. And we don't really have that sort of stuff in Townsville. So I was like, oh, I'm pretty confident I could at least give it a good go. But no, that went really well. I think I did it in about 12 minutes.
Wow.
So I was really happy with that. And like the fun part about these challenges too is like the venue gets behind you. So like even when the guy brought out the burger, they start playing like Eye of the Tiger. The whole crowd like stands up and that's like great. I'm naturally a bit of a shyer person.
Yeah.
So this has sort of forced me to come out of my shell, which is good. But in those moments when you're nervous and you're like, oh, I got a 2 kilo burger and 100 people watching me eat it, it's like, oh, why am I doing this?
Jimmy, you talked about when you did the OBJ's challenge, you didn't sort of do any prep. Now that you're sort of 10 months in, what is the preparation that you would do for a food challenge? How do you prepare for something like that?
So I think like especially the day before, I like to do, it's called like a stomach stretch. It sounds like really weird.
Wow.
But so it's basically like the night before, or say, you know, 22 hours before, you'll have a really big meal, but it will be like very low calorie, very high fiber. So it might be like a couple of kilos of broccoli and, you know, a few eggs just for some protein.
Yeah.
So it's a full meal, and then like a couple of kilos of watermelon. So it's stuff that you could eat and you're not going to gain a bunch of weight, but it's still going to get your stomach ready for the challenge the next day. Because if you sort of practice with the food you'll be eating on the challenge, I think that's when it would definitely start to affect my weight sort of thing too.
So the home of this stuff, of the actual food eating challenges, like if you want to go next level, it's the US of A. Would you ever, like, is there dreams to maybe compete on the world stage one day?
I think in terms of competition, I'm not as fussed. But I would definitely like to sort of do like more of a content creation angle where I travel around and do like my favorite person is that Beard Meets Food, if you've ever heard of him.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah.
He does a bit of competitive eating, but his like primary thing is just goes around, meets a lot of people and does all the challenges. So I think I'd like prefer to be more of like a restaurant challenge guy.
Okay.
But you know, if there's a challenge around and there's other people, like that's still fun as well.
Mate, if people do want to follow along in your crazy food eating journey, where can they do that?
I want to follow along literally, not on socials. Yeah. I want to go with you. But where are you on socials?
So it's just Jimmy Judge on Instagram, and I'm still working up YouTube and stuff. So that's Jimmy Judge Eats, but I'm putting more focus into the Instagram at the moment because it's getting more engagement. But yeah, from there, I want to use this platform to kind of give back too. So I've had a few local charities hit me up so we can do some cross promos and like raise some money for them.
That's great.
Yeah. So the main one that we want to do at the moment is Fuel for School.
Oh, yeah, aren't they fantastic?
They're amazing. So I've only just found out about them recently, and I've actually just sent them a message yesterday, and I'm going to give them a call later today. But I think that would be a really nice fit because the last thing I want people ever thinking is that I'm not appreciative of all this wonderful food I get to eat. So I think it'd be really nice to also give back to people that don't have a plethora of food that they can just devour in one sitting.
You're a fun guy. this is great. We're so glad we first noticed you guys. Are you in the Townsville Bulletin? And then to get you in and hear your story, it's great. We've produced some great athletes in North Queensland before, and here's a competitive
Jimmy Judge.
Jimmy Judge, thank you for your time, brother.
No, thank you so much for having me.
Triple M's pressure test. 10 questions, 60 seconds, and a grand in the hand.
Just one more pressure test until we break for Easter. We're playing again after 8 a.m. tomorrow, Thursday, March 28th, Kate.
The question is, in which city was John F. Kennedy assassinated?
Oh, God, where was it? So there was the grassy knoll. There was the book of the tree.
Mm-hmm.
What city was it in?
I remember learning this in modern history, actually.
Oh, you're better than me. I've forgotten.
It was in Texas?
Yeah. Austin.
Close. The other one.
Oh,
Dallas, Texas. Dallas, Texas, he was assassinated.
That's crazy. We all know that story so much, but it just didn't come to me. Mm. All right, Dallas, your free answer for tomorrow's pressure test on Triple M. For one day, if he's going to be a good Catholic boy, Jimmy, he's going to have to put all that stuff aside because, of course, Good Friday is traditionally the day we don't eat. What is the rule? Is it just red meat?
I think it's red meat. So you can eat things like fish and chicken. I think maybe
can chicken.
Chicken? I don't know.
Do you think you're allowed to eat chicken?
We've always stuck to fish or salmon patties my mum used to make back in the day.
Really?
Yeah, she
I love
did.
A fish cake. Love a good fish cake. So Good Friday is, of course, tomorrow's Thursday, Holy Thursday. They call it Good Friday day after that. The busiest day in Australia. So of course, across our region, right across North Queensland, the busiest day in Australia for fish and chip shops. Absolutely run off their feet, whether you have grilled, battered. I know you're a crumbed girl.
Oh, I'm a crumbed. What are you?
Michelle's crumbed as well. So, oh, I'm just grilled.
Are you just a grilled just, fish?
And it's not a health thing? I don't know why. I find battered fish can be a little bit too oily.
See, I would have taken you as a battered kind
nah,
of guy.
Too oily for me.
Okay.
If Michelle's got any left over, I'll have a bit of her crumbs.
Come across to the crumb side. Gosh, I love a good crumb, like a crumbed mackerel.
Just not a grilled gal.
No, well, I don't mind a grilled girl if I'm sort of being a little bit healthy, but if I'm just, you know, Friday night, need some food, like crumbed fish and chips or a crumbed fish burger as well.
Oh, have they got beetroot? I don't think there's any beetroot across Australia. At
crumbed
the moment,
fish burger with cheese, beetroot, tartar sauce, tomato sauce, like the whole shebang.
Look, 133353, seeing his day after tomorrow is the busiest day in Townsville, Ingham, Ed, all over North Queensland. It's the busiest day of the year at fish and chip shops. Simple one, 133353, where's the best fish and chips in town?
I know.
I'm going to make you pick a favourite.
Okay. We are in South Townsville. There is a great fish and chip shop that is very close to us. It is called Simply Tops, just on the roundabout there.
Palmer Street,
yeah. Close to like the Empire Hotel, just opposite the old Shamrock. Cracking fish and chips. I'm pretty sure that if you want to sit down there, you can also get yourself a bevy. We usually do the takeaway thing with the kids, but I've never had bad fish and chips from there.
What's it called? Simply Tops.
Simply Tops.
I've only had that once before, and it's when the Empire Hotel was opened and their bistro wasn't open yet. Do you remember this? And they were like, oh, you can still come
and
have
a beer. It was their first week or two.
And they were like, bring takeaway in. So we did. We went to the fish and chip shop on the corner.
Love that.
I got my grilled. Michelle, she got her crumbs.
Yeah.
And took it to the pub. Beautiful.
I love that.
I'll go closer to home for me because I'm in Kerwin.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Golf Links Fish Bar?
I know where Golf Links Drive is, but I've not heard of the fish bar.
So do you know, okay, so you're not at the stadium end or you're not at the Dalrymple Road end, sort of halfway down Golf Links Drive.
Okay.
There's like soccer fields, cricket fields, a park and all that. There's a Good Start, like a daycare center
I'm
there.
I'm familiar where that is.
Little block of shops. So it's just in there. Very simple, kind of just your run-of-the-mill kind of mum and pops kind of takeaway shop. Never had fishy fish there.
Really?
Because you don't want your fish to be overly fishy. Beautiful fish every time.
It is always the mum and dad shops, isn't it? It's, you know, the one just down the road. They wrap up the fish and the chips and the old, you know, the paper and stuff like that. Can't beat it.
Bring back the newspaper, Kate.
Bring back
the newsprint on your chips.
When we were growing up in the late 80s, early 90s, it was. I remember you used to be able to get like a big roll of chips for like a dollar. Do you remember going to the local fish and chip shops and getting like a buck worth of chips?
So good. Look, 133353, ahead of Good Friday, busiest fish and chip day of the year. Where do you get the best fish and chips in North Queensland? 133353, for Good Friday, day after tomorrow, we want your nominations for the best fish and chips in North Queensland.
Yeah, there's no red meat. Well, historically, there's no red meat on a Good Friday. My go-to is Simply Tops in South Townsville. Yours is a little bit closer to home in Kerwin.
Golf Links Fish
and
Bar.
And it's one of those things, everyone is very particular about their fish and chips. Like, they are very certain that their fish and chip shop is the best
Chip shop. Well, because I think there's every patch, every bit of turf in Townsville has its own fish and chip stock.
Absolutely.
You must stand by your local. Or maybe you have one a bit further away, whatever. 133353 is our phone number. We'll go to Andrew first. Andrew, how you doing?
All right, how are you?
Good. Are you going to be a good Catholic boy on Friday and avoid the red meat?
Yes.
Good man.
Well, we want to know, Andrew.
One entry to heaven coming Andrew's way.
Mate, where is your go-to fish and chips in North Queensland?
The pink shop at Woodland Beach.
Oh,
is that on the roundabout there, Andrew?
At the end.
Yeah. Across from the pub.
Yeah.
Across
and
from the pub.
Really bright pink building.
Yeah, that's the one.
All right. What makes their fish and chips just best?
All right.
Just good.
They're just good. Just what good. What category do you fall into? Are you a grilled, a crumbed, or a battered kind of guy?
Either crumbed or battered.
Yeah,
okay. Either one.
Yeah. Nice.
The least healthy options out there. Andrew, I love it. Bronwyn, what's the best fish and chips in North Queensland?
Okay, like Kate, I live over on the south side. So this is a bit of a problem because the best one's all the way up at Kelso.
Oh, is that right?
If you're in South Townsville, that's a 30-minute drive.
Discovered it one day when we were up there coming home from a place up there. And because not only that, they put a picture of their fridge on Facebook with all home-cooked meals in it. So I decided to pop in there and try their fish and chips, and I'm not joking. It's the batter. I'm normally a crumb. I went to a crumb girl because I thought, yeah, it'll be oil. But I tried their battered one day, and it's to die for.
Bronwyn, do you know the name of it? Because I know, like, my in-laws are out that way, and I know on just on Riverway Drive, like on the main stretch, there's a couple of fish and chip shops. Is it just on the main stretch?
It's Kelso Fish Bar. It's
right.
Block of shops up
next
there.
Next to Domino's.
Yeah, well.
Thanks, Steve, for weighing in. So you're happy to travel half an hour for Kelso Fish and Chips?
Well, I'll tell you also, the thickness of the fish, the piece I had yesterday, I was pulling it out of the packet and I thought, oh, yeah, this is probably going to be a 10-centimetre piece of fish for how thick it is. Wow. I'm not thinking it was huge.
Good on you, Bronwyn. That is commitment. You'd be driving past a dozen or so fish and chip shops to get there, wouldn't you? Roz, best fish and chips in North Queensland?
Oh, it has to be the Pink Shop at Bushy Beach.
Another one for the Pink Shop.
Second nomination for that one. What is it that makes it so good, Roz?
What is it? Well, the size of the fish first start. They hang over your plate. Oh. One piece of fish will feed my teenage son and myself.
Wow.
Plus half a scoop of chips, and I'm like under $20. Yeah, you know, like $15.
And let's just confirm this, Roz. You don't own the Pink Shop, do you?
No, I just frequent it regularly.
It's not a free plug. Love it. Thanks for the call, Roz. Yeah. Happy Easter.
That's okay. Thanks. You too. Thanks, Cliffo. Thanks, Kate.
Whispers have begun circulating again about international flights turning to Townsville Airport. To give us the rundown, or should I say the runway, is Brendan Cook, who is the general manager at Townsville Airport. Good morning, Brendan.
Good morning.
So, Brendan, international services by next year. That's the sentence that's being thrown around. Is it going to happen?
We're working as hard as we can to make that happen. It's our goal to cover international services at Townsville Airport by 2025. It's in our master plan. We're committed to it, and we're working with airline partners to try and make it happen as best we can.
Bali's been thrown around. This is the first time I've heard Singapore actually thrown around. Any other sort of locations that you would have sort of towards the top of your list if you were to maybe gather a top three for us, that where you'd love to have flights coming out of Townsville?
Denpasar, absolutely. Bali's fantastic one. Yeah, when we had those services back in 2018, 2019, it was very popular. Singapore is a great connection for the city with the university and defence connections. And the other one I always hear about is Auckland. So if you want to go to Auckland and we're working closely with our partners in Singapore and with staff at Denpasar and all those kind of things. It just takes time. There's nothing to announce right now. But trust us, we are working on it and we will announce something when the time is right.
Mm. What service carriers are we looking at here? Because I think for a very long time, we sort of had your Qantas, Jetstar, Virgin. It was all sort of locked in stone. There is a little bit of movement in the market, I understand, at the moment. And one of those carriers could potentially be, you know, Townsville's new international carrier. Is that right?
We can't give away those secrets, but we are working with airlines from Australia and international to provide some services or look at what the options are. And I can't confirm anything.
Nah, that's not what I expect you to do. But I'm just saying that it's just not your three traditionals anymore. You've got your bonds are thrown in there. There's a bit of whispers from some other internationals. There's just a few more players in the market generally.
Yeah, absolutely there is. Yeah, bonds is not looking at going international at the moment, but yeah, there are other carriers. Look at Denpasar to Perth, they've got lots of Asian carriers flying to there. There's lots of options. There's more capacity in the market these days than was before, and there are options in that space, yes.
Brendan, in terms of the delay, I know you were quoted in the Bully yesterday. You were talking that there's just not a heap of airspace or, I guess, availability. Do we sort of have to wait in a queue, in a sense, to get these flights? Or how does it work?
Yeah, basically the airlines, so they've got a list of their high priorities where they want to put aircraft, when they've got aircraft to put on those routes, and the routes have to be profitable and they have to know the routes are going to work. And the limitations since COVID has been with the airlines around new planes. We've had a limitation of new plane procurement. in Australian airlines for a long time, and the airlines are starting to buy new planes there. Qantas has started to fly these new, small, really efficient A320s, and Virgin's looking at these new MAX aircraft, and these are starting to roll into the country now. And we should see more and more of them coming by the end of this year and early next year, which opens opportunities for Townsville and other airports to launch new routes. So it is an exciting future. There's going to be more opportunity for regions like Townsville to have new direct connections than they have before.
Just to wrap it up, Brendan, have you guys got a cleaning robot at Townsville Airport now?
We've got a couple of cleaning robots. And the one that's doing the terminal at the moment is dressed up like an Easter rabbit. So we
love that.
Oh, that is so good.
I hope you're paying her well, Brendan. She probably works hard for the money at the airport.
These robots aren't cheap.
Mate, well, I'm looking forward to cocktails in Kuta very soon.
Mate, bring on those bintangs by the beach. Brendan, the GM of Townsville Airport. Thanks for your time, mate. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. It's Triple M Breakfast.